This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 20. Shadow work. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 8. Now the main point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest, who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not a mere human being. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear. If you walk along a city street on a bright sunny day, you'll come across shadows. The shadows won't really affect your walk. For example, you can walk through the shadow of a light pole because you know it's just a shadow of the pole. But it does make you aware that there is a light pole near you. The priests that God ordained under the Old Covenant served in a tabernacle and later a temple. That was like a shadow or a copy of what is in heaven, says Hebrews. That tabernacle and those priests were there in order to point to the real tabernacle in heaven and the real high priest, Jesus Christ, who works on our behalf to save us from our sin and give us new life forever with God. Jesus represents the new covenant, and his work is far superior to that of the priests of the old covenant. Jesus is the real deal. Unfortunately, people get lost looking only at the shadow instead of looking to the real work of God in their lives and worshiping him as the only true God. Jesus Christ came into the world so that we would no longer need the temple priest to intercede for us. He himself intercedes for us. And he has made the perfect sacrifice, providing forgiveness of sins once and for all. Instead of looking at shadows, we are called to look to Jesus. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help us to keep our eyes on you, knowing that you provide all that we need for salvation and full life forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.